This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Mosquitoes in the state are testing positive for West Nile virus, including in Denver. State medical entomologist Chris Roundy says you have to limit the bites.
But the best way of preventing West Nile virus is to prevent mosquito bites. The more times you are bitten, the more likely it is that a disease will be transmitted.
Experts recommend the four Ds, that's dress in long sleeves and pants, defend with EPA-approved repellents, drain any standing water you can, and avoid peak hours of dawn and dusk. The U.S. Center for Safe Sport is facing more scrutiny for the handling of a former investigator charged with sex crimes in Pennsylvania. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
The agency paid travel expenses for Jason Krasley to attend an all-staff training session at its headquarters after it was made aware of accusations against them. Those expenses included after-hour socials where the center provided vouchers for drinks. Safe Sport said Krasley was allowed to participate in the event because the center adhered to directives from law enforcement to not take any actions that could alert the suspect to a criminal investigation. The agency fired him last year after learning he was arrested for allegedly stealing $5,500 from a drug bust. Krasley was arrested again in January and charged for rape and sexual assault during his time with the Allentown Police Department in Pennsylvania. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
And the fireworks show in Leadville has been canceled tonight because the fireworks were accidentally delivered today to Telluride over 4 hours away. The town says there's no rescheduled date. This is CPR News.